Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 4, 13 to 17. Romans chapter 4, verse 13 to 17. Clearly, God's promise to give the whole earth to Abraham and his descendants was based not on his obedience to God's law, but on a right relationship with God that comes by faith. If God's promise is only for those who obey the law, then faith is not necessary and the promise is pointless. For the law always brings punishment on those who try to obey it. The only way to avoid breaking the law is to have no law to break. So the promise is received by faith. It is given as a free gift, and we are all certain to receive it, whether or not we live according to the law of Moses, if we have faith like Abraham's. For Abraham is the father of all who believe. That is what the scriptures mean when God told him, "I have made you the father of many nations." This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life, and who creates new things out of nothing. My theme for reflection is looking in the right direction. Looking in the right direction. Faith that sees what God sees. It is strange how easily we trust what feels familiar, even when it quietly leads us the wrong way. I remember walking through a busy train station in a city I did not know, following the flow of people without thinking. Everyone seemed sure of where they were going, so I kept pace, assuming I was headed in the right direction. It wasn't until the crowd thinned and the signs no longer matched my destination that I realized I had been moving with confidence but not with awareness. I have been carried more by habit than by intention. That moment stayed with me. It revealed how natural it is to rely on what feels instinctive, even when a different kind of attention is required. Faith, I have come to see, asks for something deeper. It calls for a willingness to pause, to reorient and to see beyond what is immediately obvious, to look not where we are used to looking, but where God is already at work. In Romans 4, 13 to 17, Paul is asking his readers to do something just as disorienting, to look in a different direction. Writing to a diverse community of Jewish and Gentile Christians in Rome, Paul steps into an ongoing conversation filled with tension. Some believed righteousness came through obedience to the law. Others were unsure how they fit into God's story at all. Into this complexity, Paul points them back to Abraham, not as a man of law, but as a man of faith. This is a radical shift. Abraham lived before the law of Moses, yet he was declared righteous. Why? Because he believed in God. Paul insists that the promise was not based on human achievement, but on grace received through faith. God, he says, is the one who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Faith, then, is not simply believing what is visible, but trusting in the God who creates possibility out of impossibility. This speaks deeply into our lives today. We are often trained by culture, upbringing, and even religion to measure ourselves by performance, what we have done, achieved or failed to do. Lent gently interrupts this pattern. It invites us to look right, to turn away from self-reliance and toward God's grace. It calls us to release the illusion that we can earn our place before God and instead to receive what has already been given. Martin Luther captured this beautifully when he said, "Faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace. That kind of confidence does not ignore reality, it transforms how we see it." Abraham did not ignore his circumstances, he trusted God beyond them. Scripture confirms this wider vision. In Ephesians 2:8-9, we are reminded, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not the result of works." Together with Romans 4, this forms a consistent witness. We do not achieve righteousness, we receive it. Consider a simple story. A man spent years trying to prove himself at work, in family, even in the church. He believed that if he just tried harder, he would finally feel secure. But the harder he worked, the more restless he became. One day, he heard a simple phrase, "You are not earning this, you are receiving it." At first, it felt uncomfortable, almost undeserved. But slowly, he began to let go of the need to prove himself. He started praying not as a worker seeking wages, but as a child receiving love. And in that shift, something changed. A burden lifted, not because life became easier, but because grace became real. That is the invitation of this passage: to look again, to trust again, to believe that God is already at work, even in places that seem empty or impossible. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life are you still trying to earn what God has already offered as a gift? Number two, what would it mean for you to truly trust God in an area that feels uncertain or impossible? And now our practical exercise for the day. Pause and identify one area where you feel pressure to perform. In prayer, consciously release that burden to God and replace it with a simple act of trust, perhaps a word of gratitude or surrender. Gracious God, you who call into existence the things that do not exist, teach us to trust you more deeply. In this Lenten season, help us to turn away from striving and toward your grace. Where we feel inadequate, remind us that your gift is enough. Where we feel uncertain, strengthen our faith and lead us into the freedom of knowing that we are held not by our efforts, but by your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.